You're listening to Digging the Dirt, the Allotment Show.
Hello, it's Russell again for Digging the Dirt, the Allotment Show, and I'm finally back off holiday. I did a transatlantic crossing on Queen Mary. That took about 6 days to get over to New York, and then I spent another 6 days in the madness of New York, and but finally back to it. And I was pleased to see when I took a trip just up the lane here to my allotment that plenty of tomatoes still coming, a few yet to ripen, and of course noticeable now that the days are getting shorter, a bit chillier at night. So hopefully those that are left will ripen away there. But the one big thing, of course, I noticed when I've come back is the allotment covered in weeds. But it's just too wet. The ground's far too wet to dig any up at the moment. So I've just got to sit tight and just hope for a little bit of dry weather up here in Lancashire. But the rain has been pretty relentless. Hopefully it hasn't been quite as bad where you are, but it's certainly stopping me doing all I need to do on the allotment. And I've taken one of the fruit cages down and put that away. I've got one more to do, but I'm leaving the third one up, which is over all my kale and brassicas, just to give it a bit of protection from the dreaded pigeons, of course, that do enjoy a bit of stripping the kale, etc., to pretty much nothing very, very quickly too. So plenty of jobs on there. So it's just a brief podcast this time because I've got a fair bit of tidying up to do on the allotment, even though I can't get to digging. Now, just interestingly, I just wanted to mention on this podcast, I found out purely by accident a lovely allotment in Manhattan, right at the tip of Manhattan, in Battery Park, as I came off the ferry from a visit to Liberty Island and Ellis Island, and we were just came off the ferry walking through Battery Park, which is about, I think it's about 25 acres is Battery Park, so a wonderful green space there. And as you do, I just noticed an allotment there. So I was off then on a mission to find out all about it. Luckily, I had a small recording device with me, so very shortly I will just play you a very brief walk through the allotment that I found. And it's called Battery Urban Farm, and it's an educational farm now where New York City students, residents and visitors like me can experience sustainable farming. They can enjoy tasting organic fresh food. They can learn about environmental stewardship. Now, the farm was developed back in 2011 by the Battery Conservancy, and that was in response to a request for a vegetable garden by 8 students from a local high school, the Millennium High School. So 8 students from there thought it would be a good idea to have a veg garden right on their doorstep. So those 8 students started everything off, and now they engage over 5,000 students from 100 schools and community volunteers who annually grow thousands of pounds of vegetables. Fruit is there as well, herbs are there, and flowers. So here's a brief recording of my discovery.
Well, I've just come off the ferry from Ellis Island and Liberty Island and walked through Battery Park, and I just noticed the sign for the Battery Urban Park, and it's basically an allotment right in the middle here of Manhattan. So I'm looking up at all these skyscrapers here all around me, and just on the edge of this park is this wonderful oasis of an allotment. So I feel all of a sudden at home. So I've just walked to the end, and there's signs up with everything here, from native perennials, a flower section. So we've got sunflowers, sunchoke, foxgloves, Black-eyed Susan, as they call it here. Blue mist flowers. And then, what have they got there? They've got, this is our compost windrow. Ah, so that's just a the way that they make their compost here. There's a line here of okra. Next we have got, what's under this sign here? Ah, gourds and winter squash. Oh, and there's some fantastic squash here. So I've just got to take some photos of these. And I don't know if you can hear, apart from the bustle of the city and the aircraft and helicopters overhead, but the crickets or whatever they are here. So summer squash we've got here. And then chard. Nice line of chard. Kale. Not looking so great, actually, is the kale here, but mine's a little bit better in my allotment, but I, it's been pretty scorching hot here, I've got to say. Potatoes, a line of carrots there, kohlrabi, pea shoots, bush beans. So, they grow the variety Provider and Goldilocks. Bush beans here. Then we've got peas. And fantastic rows of outdoor tomatoes. And they've got to be, these plants, 6 foot tall. What does this sign say? You're welcome to pick one ripe tomato from this row. Tomatoes are ripe when they're bright orange, like a traffic cone. This is what the sign says here. Be sure, only take one per person, so there's enough for other people. And the variety is Solanum. And they're a lovely orangey golden colour. Next up, we've got pole beans. And then we have here hot peppers. They're looking great, actually. And it's incredible, you know, you're looking at these, and then you just look up, and there's these skyscrapers just in front of you here. Incredible, really. This little garden here, right in the middle of New York City. Sweet peppers, they're looking good. And eggplants. Oh, and there's some lovely... Now, this is what I couldn't grow. You may have heard loads of flowers, but no fruit whatsoever. So... just going to take another photo of these. Oh, and they're looking great, actually. Lovely, glossy purple. There's radishes here, a line of radishes. Turnips. Tiny, small turnip. I'm just seeing it under the... poking out of the soil there. Probably just half the size of a golf ball there. Ground cherries. Goldie, also known as husk cherries. Now they've... Oh, are there any there? Ah, yes, there is, yeah. Not ripe yet, but they're coming on the plant there. And then, what have we got here? A row of lettuce. So, red and green lettuce they've got here, like the oak leaf lettuce that we know. And it's saying on the sign here, in the heat of the summer, they shade all this area here. And it goes on to say, lettuce grows at a best in a cooler temperature rather than the intense sun. And that can lead them to bolt. But these are looking pretty good. What a great find this is. Okay. So, right, that's my little excursion into a New York allotment, and yeah, I'll remember this for a long, long time. Pity there's no one here to have a chat with. There's no one here at all. So I did see a sign at the beginning here saying they do tours at certain times of the day, but nobody working here. But it is, let me just have a look, it is probably getting on for... Yeah, it's 2:30 in the afternoon, so perhaps the heat is a bit intense for anybody to start working on here. But yeah, this is it. So this is me from Battery Urban Farm. Check it out if you're ever in New York City.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that that stroll through the allotment there at Battery Park. That's the Battery Urban Farm down in that the very tip of the southern tip of Manhattan. Later on in my holiday there in New York, in fact, it was the last day. We had a night flight back, so in the morning we took a trip up to the High Line. And very shortly, you can hear, again, my walk through the High Line, a little brief chat at the beginning with one of the volunteers there that briefly explains what the High Line is all about, but a little potted history of the High Line. Now, the High Line was originally a high-level railway, opened in 1934, and the idea of the railway was to transport meat and dairy and produce to all the factories along that side of New York. By the 1980s, the early 1980s, no more trains ran along that line. The track there, the railway, very quickly fell into disuse. The structure there remained, but it was threatened by demolition until about 1999. And two guys, Joshua David and Robert Hammond, they began lobbying to save and transform the railway structure into an open public space. 2003, the High Line hosted an ideas competition just to get literally ideas to see what they could do with this old railway structure. And they received 720 ideas from over 36 countries around the world in different ways that the park might be used. Fast forward to 2009, and that was 10 years after the Friends of the High Line was formed. The very first section of the High Line was opened to the public. 2011, the second section opened. That was from 20th to 30th Street. And 2014, the rail yard section opened up. That's 30th to 34th Street. And in 2019, the spur, which is the final section of the historical structure, opened. They set up a new area as well in June of this year, the new High Line. And that's new pathways, intersecting bridges that allow visitors to move from anywhere on the High Line to Moynihan Train Hall with only one street crossing. So it keeps you at that high level. You can go into this kind of shopping area without having to go onto the busy streets of New York below. So have a listen to my my last morning, I think it was, in New York. And again, just another brief stroll along the High Line.
So it's the end of my last week in New York City, and the visit to New York City wouldn't be complete without a walk on the High Line. And I'm just with a lovely lady here at the information stand. Now, I've just been through Chelsea Market. I don't know which district of New York I'm in at the moment. I know I should. So where exactly are we?
You're in Chelsea and a few blocks away from the Meatpacking District.
Right, okay. So we're on the High Line. I've been here before, 2018.
Welcome back.
So thank you. So I couldn't take a trip again here without coming back on the High Line. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very briefly, can you tell me just a brief history? I know it dates back to the old railway that went up this side.
Yep. So the High Line was built between 1929 and 1934 to carry freight, because 10th Avenue used to be called Death Avenue because of all the traffic. So they built an elevated train line that was in service until 1980, abandoned, and we became a park in 2009.
Okay, yeah. And when did it kind of convert to the beautiful gardens that we've got now?
So 2009, our founders met at a community board meeting in the early 1990s. This was actually going to be slated for destruction by Giuliani, and then Bloomberg kind of saved it, added some funding, and we opened our first section in 2009.
2009.
Yes.
And it's about 1.5 miles?
Yes.
Just under, maybe?
So it's about 2.5 kilometers.
2.5 kilometers. I think that's just under 1.5 miles, yes. Something like that.
Yep.
So, can I grab one of these?
Yeah, of course.
So we're going to start our journey now. So we're at the end here, aren't we? Or the beginning, whichever way you want to talk about.
You're 5 blocks away from the beginning.
Right, okay. So we're going to head that way. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
It's great to be here again. I know I can't mention the name, but thank you so much for talking to me today.
Of course, and I did study abroad in Bath, so hello to anyone who lives in Bath.
Oh, did you really? Mm-hmm. Beautiful city.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes, yeah. So, manned by volunteers here?
Or? Staff. So we are a city park, but also like many city parks, we have a nonprofit alliance.
Yeah.
So friends of the High Line, working with the city.
Great. Okay. One day I'll become a friend of the High Line.
You're a friend already.
I'll come here and do some digging, do some working.
Sounds good.
That's great. Great to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course.
Take care.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Making my way along the High Line now, and what that lady did mention is we are about 30 feet above the streets of New York City. On, as you mentioned, this old railway line that at the time was a bit of a death trap by the sound of it. And so we've got this wide pathway, winding pathway, and planted areas either side. Planted up by all these volunteers that look after it. And I'm just looking now to my right, and in places you can still see part of the old railway line still left there as a reminder of what this used to be like. And I'm just looking up ahead, and there's a skyscraper there, and almost at the top is a protrusion sticking out called the Edge, and that's on the 102nd floor. We went up there just a few days ago, one evening, to see New York lit up in the evening. And this is just incredible, all the planted areas, and it's relatively quiet. It's pretty busy here with lots of people walking up and down, but nothing like 30 feet below and the hustle and bustle of city life in New York, which is just a bit crazy day and night, let me tell you. And for those people who in the UK, there's a much, much smaller but a similar concept of a high-rise garden on an old railway in Manchester, just in the city of Manchester. I believe it's owned and run by the National Trust, and it's a converted section of a high-level railway, very similar to this. It's in the Deansgate area. And you need to book, I believe, to take in the gardens there. I've not been myself, but I hope to do before the end of this year, just take a trip there as well. So I'm just moving into now from the Chelsea area where we started, Chelsea Market. We're moving kind of more towards all the skyscrapers. The more typical New York City views that you're more accustomed to. So either side me now are skyscrapers going up, but certainly on the left-hand side of the walkway, there are lots of prairie planting. I'm just looking at here some sign, 34 species of North American grasses, and of course there's a lovely breeze that catches us here in between the skyscrapers, so everything is wafting around as we speak. And very well used, lots and lots of people, day and night. I think it closes late in the evening, but it's pretty well used as I'm weaving my way through all these people now, just strolling around. Lovely echinacea plants as well here. Black-eyed Susan, as they call it here too. So we're just coming up to kind of lunchtime as well. So there's all the office workers, by the look of it, taking a bit of time out from their offices
I was going to do
and
the aisle.
Sitting on the benches either side of the walkway. Lots of tree shade as well, so in the heat of the summer, and it gets pretty pretty humid here as well. There's a fair bit of tree cover, nice bit of shade. So another area of lovely grasses. I'm just running my hand through all these grasses, swaying in the breeze here. And some art installations as well, dotted along here. So now we're pretty much nearing the end of the High Line, and there's some incredible skyscrapers completely towering over us as we walk through this last section here. So now again we've got planting either side, the old railway line still here to my right, again some lovely pink echinacea, but most of it gone to seed actually now here. And there's seating areas everywhere along here. There's just a glimpse there of the Hudson River on my left hand side there, but you just can't get over the sheer size. And you can hear the noise from the streets, you probably did there, but it's relatively quiet up here. And so shortly we'll be making our way back down that 30 feet or so down to the bustling streets of crazy streets of New York City. I've got to say, if you're ever in New York, do not miss a walk along the High Line. Maybe a little bit earlier in the year than this, so we are now mid-September, but a lot of the plants are just past their best, really. I think last time I was here, 2018, it was first week of July. We were here for Independence Week, and it was just a blaze of colour along here. So a lot of that colour has gone now, but it's still a fantastic oasis right here for New York City. So there you have it, my stroll along the High Line in New York on the last day of my my great trip with my family over to New York just a couple of weeks ago. And if you ever find yourself fortunate enough to go over to New York, whatever you do, do not miss a walk along the High Line. It is a fantastic park, and it gets you away just for an hour or so away from all the hustle and bustle of that crazy city there. So and check it out on the internet, and you can see lots of articles and photographs of it all over the internet. So I hope you enjoyed that. Just a short podcast for this week. I've got to get off now, down to the allotment. I don't think I'll be doing any digging and or weeding. It's still raining here, and the ground is just too wet, but always plenty of things to do down there. Without fail, that'll keep me occupied for the rest of this weekend. Now, if you want to get in touch with the show to have a chat on the show, or to talk about anything or any ideas that you have, any projects that you're up to, don't hesitate to contact me. You can email me on rparry1961@gmail.com, or just search on the internet for Dig in the Dirt, The Allotment Show, and the website will come up there, and you can contact me via there. That's it for this month. I'll catch you next month. Enjoy your gardening, enjoy your allotment, and thanks for your company. Ta-ra! You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, The Allotment Show.